Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 27th of October. Yes, only a few days to Halloween. I hope it's not too spooky for you. And as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And we had some great feedback from last week's 3D Thoughts, which highlighted some of the things that we're having in our new Think in 3D book, The 7 Characteristics of Dramatically and Demonstrably Different Businesses, out very soon. We'll let you know. So I thought I'd just build on that. The focus last time was on customers. This is more about leadership and creating the culture that helps you make this stuff work. And idea one is, do you get trapped in the day-to-day stuff? Do you get bogged down in the nitty-gritty? Well, the Working On, Not In report from Growth Accelerator highlights that 33% of business leaders say it's impossible to create time to step back, and it's seen as actually the biggest blockage to actually moving things forward. In fact, 63% say they spend less than 2 hours a week leading their business and working on strategic issues. And one of the things that we see 3D business leaders do is they create time to work on. And what I'm encouraging you to do is to create some time to do it. This might seem a bit weird, but create an appointment with yourself. Block some time out in the diary. Legitimize it. Let everybody else know what you're doing and let them know it's part of what your role is, and maybe encourage them to do it too and get them to think about it. So, do you create sufficient time to work strategically on your business? What do you actually need to do to make this happen? And more importantly, when are you going to do it? Idea two is to dwell on this. Characteristic five of 3D businesses is that they create an Uber culture. Everybody understands what's expected of them. The systems are built to reinforce it. People are engaged, empowered, and actually enabled to make it work. And they're rewarded and recognised for doing it. And culture is often seen as a sort of soft, touchy-feely thing. But some research by the Employment Engagement Task Force has identified that the top 25% of businesses that got most engaged employees compared to the lowest 25% had 200% increases in annual net profit, 18% higher productivity, 250% revenue growth, 12% greater customer advocacy, 50% fewer sick days, and 87% less likely people to leave the organisation. So this culture stuff is not just about being soft, touchy-feely. It's about actually making it work for you. Do you have a real clear culture that actually engages your people that they've bought into? And idea three is to do this. And it's often about creating and setting clear rules and expectations of your people. And a great example of 3D demonstrated is Metro Bank, the newest UK high street bank, the first for 200 odd years. And some of the things that they do is they create some very clear rules that everybody understands. They are buy in or opt out. They set very clear expectations for their people and say, if it isn't for you, no worries, but thanks very much and goodbye. One of their rules is one person to say yes, two people to say no. That's all about empowering their people. They also have a no stupid rules rule, which encourages staff to challenge the things that don't work. And staff rewards are linked to customer service levels, not sales. And that's quite a powerful message. And one of the things I get you thinking a bit about is, what are the rules, what are the messages you need to get into your people to actually clearly spell out the behaviours that you want, actually create a culture that actually helps you differentiate yourselves in the marketplace. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.